新书、旧书，知行英语与您分享一本好书的智慧点滴。
Self-rule, a cultural history of American democracy.
自治，美国民主的文化史。
书名解读
Cultural history, 文化史。 Cultural 是 culture 的形容词形式。 Democracy,D-E-M-O-C-R-A-C-Y 民主。
关键词
New national class
新的国家阶级。
Large democracy
寄宿民主。
White wage earners
白人雇佣劳动者。
Guerrilla politics
游击政治。
Original democracy
原始民主。
Local middle class
地方中产阶级。
Century democracy
世纪民主。
New individualism
新个人主义。
White fraternity
白人团结。
Democratic individualism
民主个人主义。
内容概要。
Something profoundly important occurred in early 19th century America that came to be called democracy. Since then, hundreds of millions of people worldwide have operated on the assumption that democracy exists. Yet, definitions of democracy are surprisingly vague and remarkably few reckon with its history. In Self-Rule, Robert Weib suggests that only in appreciating that history can we recognize how breathtaking democracy's arrival was, how extraordinary its spread has been, and how uncertain its prospects are.
19世纪初的美国发生了一件非常重要、意义深远的事，民主政治的诞生。从那以后，全世界几十亿人口都相信民主的存在。然而民主的定义却模糊得令人难以置信，而且极少有人认真对待它的历史。罗伯特·威布在《自治》中说，我们只有重视民主的历史，才能认识到它的获得是多么惊险，它的传播是多么伟大，它的前景又是多么不确定。
现在我们逐句对照的听一次英文原文和译文。
Something profoundly important occurred in early 19th century America that came to be called democracy.
19世纪初的美国发生了一件非常重要、意义深远的事，民主政治的诞生。
Since then, hundreds of millions of people worldwide have operated on the assumption that democracy exists.
从那以后，全世界几十亿人口都相信民主的存在。
Yet, definitions of democracy are surprisingly vague and remarkably few reckon with its history.
然而民主的定义却模糊得令人难以置信，而且极少有人认真对待它的历史。
In Self-Rule, Robert Weib suggests that only in appreciating that history can we recognize how breathtaking democracy's arrival was.
罗伯特·威布在《自治》中说，我们只有重视民主的历史，才能认识到它的获得是多么惊险。
How extraordinary its spread has been, and how uncertain its prospects are.
它的传播是多么伟大，它的前景又是多么不确定。
多学一点。
Self-rule, 自治。 Self 是英语中一个常用的前缀，表示 oneself,自我、自身的意思，比如说 self-respect 自尊、 self-control 自控、 self-analysis 自我分析。 On the assumption that 假定、假设，这是一个固定搭配， 我们来看一个例句。We are working on the assumption that the rate of unemployment will not increase next year. 我们在假定明年失业率不增加的情况下工作。Assumption 这个词本身的意思就是假定、假设。Only 这是一个 only 引导的句子，可以看到这个句子的谓语 can 提前到了主语的前面，也就是说整个句子进行了倒装。比如说 Only in this way can you learn English well. 只有这样你才能学好英语。
American democracy arrived abruptly in the 19th century. It changed just as dramatically early in the 20th. Hence, self-rule divides the history of American democracy into two halves. A 19th century half covering the 1820s to the present, and a 20th century half with a major transition from the 1890s to the 1920s between them. As Wybe explains why the original democracy of the early 19th century represented a sharp break from the past, he recreates in vivid detail the way European visitors contrasted the radical character of American democracy with their own societies.
美国民主在19世纪突然到来，到二十世纪它又同样戏剧化地发生了一些变化。因此自治将美国民主的历史分成两部分，十九世纪的一半，从1820年到现在，和二十世纪的一半，从1890年到1920年之间的转折。威布在解释为什么十九世纪初的早期民主象征着与过去的断然诀别时，他生动地再现了欧洲人对美国激进民主和他们自己的民主所做的比较。
现在我们逐句对照的听一次英文原文和译文。
American democracy arrived abruptly in the 19th century.
美国民主在十九世纪突然到来。
It changed just as dramatically early in the 20th.
到二十世纪它又同样戏剧化地发生了一些变化。
Hence,Self-rule divides the history of American democracy into two halves.
因此，自治将美国民主的历史分成两部分。
A 19th century half covering the 1820s to the present.
十九世纪的一半，从1820年到现在。
And a 20th century half with a major transition from the 1890s to the 1920s between them.
和二十世纪的一半，从1890年到1920年之间的转折。
As Wybe explains why the original democracy of the early 19th century represented a sharp break from the past.
威布在解释为什么十九世纪初的早期民主象征着与过去的断然诀别时。
He recreates in vivid detail the way European visitors.Contrasted the radical character of American democracy with their own societies.
他生动地再现了欧洲人对美国激进民主和他们自己的民主所做的比较。
多学一点。
Contrast with 和什么比较？对照。比如说中英文对照就是 contrast English with Chinese.
He then discusses the operation of various 19th century democratic publics, including a nationwide public, the people. Finally, he places democracy's white fraternal world of equals in a larger environment where other Americans who differed by class, race, and gender developed their own relations to democracy.Wybe then picks up the history of democracy in the 1920s and carries it to the present.
接着他讨论了19世纪各种各样的民主公众，包括整个国家的人民。最后他把白人友好平等世界的民主放到一个更大的环境里，也就是说不同阶级、种族和性别的美国人都发展了自己的民主。然而威布谈到了20世纪20年代的民主的历史，也谈到了现在的情况。
现在我们逐句对照的听一次英文原文和译文。
He then discusses the operation of various 19th century democratic publics.
接着他讨论了19世纪各种各样的民主公众，
including a nationwide public, the people,
包括整个国家的人民。
Finally, he places democracy's white fraternal world of equals in a larger environment.
最后他把白人友好平等世界的民主放到一个更大的环境里，
where other Americans who differed by class, race, and gender developed their own relations to democracy.
也就是说，不同阶级、种族和性别的美国人都发展了自己的民主。
Wibe then picks up the history of democracy in the 1920s and carries it to the present.
威布谈到了20世纪20年代的民主的历史，也谈到了现在的情况。
现在我们再来听一次英文原文。
Something profoundly important occurred in early 19th century America that came to be called democracy. Since then, hundreds of millions of people worldwide have operated on the assumption that democracy exists. Yet, definitions of democracy are surprisingly vague and remarkably few reckon with its history. In Self-Rule, Robert Wibe suggests that only in appreciating that history can we recognize how breathtaking democracy's arrival was, how extraordinary its spread has been, and how uncertain its prospects are. American democracy arrived abruptly in the 19th century. It changed just as dramatically early in the 20th. Hence, self-rule divides the history of American democracy into two halves, a 19th century half covering the 1820s to the present, and a 20th century half with a major transition from the 1890s to the 1920s between them. As Wibe explains why the original democracy of the early 19th century represented a sharp break from the past, he recreates in vivid detail the way European visitors contrasted the radical character of American democracy with their own societies. He then discusses the operation of various 19th century democratic publics, including a nationwide public, the people. Finally, he places democracy's white fraternal world of equals in a larger environment where other Americans who differed by class, race, and gender developed their own relations to democracy. Wibe then picks up the history of democracy in the 1920s and carries it to the present.
Tingli 课堂 tingclass.com